Hello, my name is Kateria. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I'm calling to let someone know there is another reaction to this injection. And I think people need to be aware of it because it is something that's serious.
Okay, so did you have a reaction?
Yes, ma'am, and I'm not taking the second one because of this reaction. I literally am numb on the right side of my body, and it did not happen until after I got the injection.
Okay, so I can provide you with telephone numbers so you can speak with a nurse about your reaction if you would like those telephone numbers.
No, I'm just wanting to notify somebody of the reaction so they can allow people, tell people that this is what can happen to them.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, nobody puts it down on paper that you could have paralysis on the right side of your body or left side, you know. I don't know if I took the second shot, I might have it all over. So I'm not taking the second vaccine, and that is the reason why.
Yes, ma'am. Well, you can also make... Ma'am?
Yes.
I was just going to say you can also send an email to let them know, and you can find the email on the cdc.gov website.
cdc.gov.
Correct.
All right, because this is, I mean, I can use, you know how you go to the dentist and you get toothful, you're numb, but you can feel it coming out?
Yes,
that's
ma'am.
That's what this feels like. I wasn't even positive I could drive. And I finally got enough courage to get behind my wheel, but I'm not driving far anywhere. I'm too afraid to. Because
yes,
I know my reaction wouldn't be a fast reaction, not like I need to be.
Yes, ma'am.
But I will let them know, and I can't, like I said, I can't afford to go to the doctor because I have no health insurance. People that are between 62 and 65 are left out in the cold on the insurance. And I can't afford $1,000 a month. So they're telling me to go to the emergency room. Well, you know, I can't go to the emergency room. I don't have the funds to go to the emergency room. And this is not something that I should be dealing with. They should have had this down, that you may have such and such reaction.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I hope we'll be able to help. If you need more information, you may visit the following websites, adph.org or cdc.gov. And thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Enjoy your day.
Bye.